abide, to live, to dwell, to wait. The origin of the word abide is abide, which means to wait. So the place where we abide is the place where we live, where we dwell, and where we wait. The physical structure where we dwell is very important to us. We call it home. It's often said that home is where the heart is. The physical place where we dwell is where we operate out of. Jesus was not particularly concerned, though, about where we physically dwell, but he was considerably concerned, abundantly concerned, about where our heart dwelt. Why so? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Matthew 12:34 says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And then in Mark 7:20, he said, "That which comes out of the man, that's what defiles the man." Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." Do you see the connection? Wherever our heart abides will determine what we say, and what we say will either defile or bless. This is why Jesus said this in John 15:7. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Again, we see the connection between abiding, speaking, and blessing. Let's consider the physical place we abide. They say a home is typically the most significant investment people make during their lives. Most people work 25 years or more to pay off their homes. They spend great amounts of money and invest many hours of their time maintaining their homes. A benefactor's home is many times the greatest asset they can bequeath to an heir. So Christ was telling us how we should invest in, maintain, and spend time in where we abide spiritually. How then do we abide spiritually in the right place? Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you." Jesus is telling us that we have to recognize that we are in him by the new birth, and that his word must abide in us. After all, he is the incarnate word. Our hearts must be saturated with the Holy Spirit and the word for us to abide in him. When we are, we will be able to speak blessings and see them manifested. We are hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. This means that the real us is not even visible with physical eyes, but that it is the person who has access to the things of God. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, Ephesians 1:3. The heavenly places are where Christ is. When our hearts go where the blessings are, the blessings manifest. Ephesians 2:6. "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So, invest yourself in your spiritual home, the Holy Spirit and the Word. When we all get to heaven. I've loved this old song for many years, and there's going to be a wonderful reunion and a transformed body in our future. However, God is I Am. He is the God of now. He has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We are in Christ, who is in the Father, who is in heaven. So in the most real sense, we are already in heaven. May our eyes be open to see spiritually where we are in Christ, in heaven.